If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Everyday people, everyday problems, where you tell us who's the drama.
Today we have a special edition of Who's the Drama. Our very own Heather has a complicated situation. What's going on?
So let me tell you something. I had ulterior motives today. I wanted to come in today because I wanted to tell this story because I need help. I want advice on this.
All right.
So here's the drama, okay? My friend had a boyfriend. She cheated on that boyfriend with another guy. I was letting her use my phone to text the other guy. The boyfriend found out. He no longer wants her to hang out with me. But in the return of all of this, because I had the other guy's number, he's been texting me and we kind of have developed a friendship.
Oh. Oh, Heather.
Okay. It's never crossed the line, by the way. It's never been like we've been together. Never, ever, ever. Like nothing has ever happened romantically between us. But at one point she said, you should date him. And I was like, I'm not going to date the guy that you like cheated on your boyfriend with. No, thanks. So anyway, so this guy and I went and hung out the other night.
Okay.
And he posted on his Instagram story, the boyfriend is still creeping him a year later. And put two and two together that we were at the same place because we both posted from the same place on Instagram.
Ooh.
5 days later, I realized that she has blocked me on everything.
Oh.
Text, Facebook, Instagram, blocked. So the question is, am I the drama or is she the drama?
I think you're both a little bit of a drama. No, honestly, and this is coming from a place of my heart and being your friend. You kind of manifested the drama by allowing her
to cheat.
Yes. And being the vessel for her to able to do so.
Her boyfriend was so horrible to her. Like, awful. Like, I was just trying to make her move on so she could find a nice guy.
Then build her up and tell her to get out there and cheat on her own. Don't encourage her to do it.
Well, now I feel like I'm really sad about it because she was my best friend of like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong. You cheated. You used my phone.
Right.
And I became friends with the guy because he was cool.
And that's where she becomes the drama.
Okay.
And not only that, I mean, granted, she did stay in the relationship. So kudos to her boyfriend for, you know, being able to move on, move past it. But if she wants to stay with him, she's got to respect the parameters that he's going to provide.
Well,
now.
I think the parameter is that he doesn't want her to be friends with me anymore. And now she's not.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you're the drama.
I'm the drama.
Very well may be. Is Heather the drama?
Definitely the drama. You started by lying to people right from the start, even if it was just the friend's boyfriend. And so trust is kind of out the door, even for your friend at this point.
Enabling, Heather.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like definitely the drama. She's causing a lot of the chaos.
Had to get our friend Travis's opinion from Coin News 6, Coin News AM Extra. Travis, do you think Heather is the drama or who is?
Dude, it's everybody. All y'all are the drama. This is nuts. Everybody's a dumpster fire on this one. Everybody's the drama. I hope that, you know, best interests are at heart and all that stuff, but yikes. I'm just going to go blanket statement. Everybody is the drama in this situation. And I'm going to bow out gracefully.
Can't say I blame you. I'm still shell-shocked by this whole thing. Is Heather the drama? It's Liz and Mike in the morning. Liz is off today. 105.1 The Buzz.